VACCON makes special trucks with water hoses and vacuums on them. Crews use them to keep underground sewage pipes flowing smoothly.
You know, it's like the old saying goes, it says nobody really thinks about what's underground until something starts bubbling out, then they get excited about it pretty quick.
Plant manager Bob Graydon says VACCON's job is to cut down on that kind of excitement. But on Thursday, his team is excited for the governor's visit.
We're 100% employee-owned company. So everyone here that works here is engaged in the continued growth of the company itself. Plus, we're expanding into export markets around the world.
Already the second largest employer in Clay County, VACCON is expanding and looking to hire up to 40 engineers, welders, mechanics, and other positions. Graydon says part of its success can be owed to the state's recently cutting manufacturing equipment taxes. Scott is pushing to make that cut permanent, among his proposed $1 billion in cuts this year. Jessica Palumbo, WJCT News.